Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are looking at the question of, since when did the BBC begin to reflect biased reporting after years of being regarded as a reputable news source? Joining us now on the line, we welcome William Bird, Director at Media Monitoring Africa. William, good evening to you. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us on the show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me. It's good to be with you.
No, great to have you on board, William. And thanks once again for, as I mentioned, taking the time to unpack this issue about the BBC reflecting bias. And there was a report that was published earlier today reflecting, it's really impacting on itself being a reputable news source. William, your take on what's transpired regarding the BBC. What has influenced the BBC to take such a course and path? What is influencing the BBC into this?
Well, you know, it's part of a broader trend that we see around public broadcasters and state broadcasters. Obviously, the BBC in this instance still very much a public broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
in that it is still overwhelmingly funded by the public purse.
Yes.
And there are a range of protections in place. But what we saw over the last few years under the previous UK government was clear and deliberate efforts to ensure that the BBC took a political line. And that's something that, if we think back to our own recent history under 2016, where we had Claudine Motsoeneng with the SABC, there were clear efforts to destabilize and undermine and influence the editorial line. And the thing is while that occurred, with their director general, the head of the BBC in that instance, and it occurred with other pressures around their regulatory body, that kind of thing tends to have a trickle-down effect where
right.
if you get that instability and that view there that it's okay to have a particular line or take a particular view, that the moment you start to do that, it necessarily undermines your editorial independence, just as we saw in South Africa. Of course, in South Africa, we saw then some people saying, no, we're not going to cross these lines with the SABC8. But again, it's a fairly common tactic where you see states seeking to influence and control that kind of thing. And of course, the previous UK government was coming under enormous political pressure for a range of things, around the economy, etc. So
okay.
it's standard operating procedure. But certainly those, I would say, are some of the particular issues that impacted the manner in which the BBC would have covered all manner of issues.
You know, one wonders, William, what the actual agenda was regarding that all of a sudden, the government now coming in to influence the course that the BBC takes. What do you think could be other underlying reasons for that?
Well, states and governments, whenever they feel under pressure, the first thing they turn to is their public broadcast, and they go, hey, you need to toe whatever line we need you to toe. And unless there are very clear protections in place for that, in the majority of cases, even if they don't have a complete success, it means that you start to see a skewing of the kind of line.
Yes.
And when you saw former Prime Minister Boris Johnson directly interfering in the appointment of the Director General, who then turned out to be a friend of his, and I think from memory serves he was forced to resign, there you can see exactly that kind of political agenda at play, where they see the media as kind of part and arm of their strategic communications and less as something that is actually a public that fulfills a public service. They cut their funding dramatically. They kept on threatening them with more cuts. And again, anyone who's listening to this will be thinking, oh, gee, this sounds just like the SABC.
Yes.
Of course, what we've got currently in the SABC is an independent editorial team. And we've built in protections through making sure that the editor-in-chief answers to the board for editorial matters, and he's the buck stops with him in that instance. So these things are not unusual, but of course it's very worrying when one of your former flagship public service entities is the one that is actually
right.
responsible for breaching their own code and doing so on a regular basis.
William, a two-pronged question I have following what you've just outlined regarding the BBC, how and where to in terms of repairs, where to from here? And is the BBC also doing this with other stories, given the headline in this report, which is titled BBC Breached Own Guidelines 1,553 Times on Israel? That's according to this new report. So is this happening elsewhere besides the Israel story?
Well, you know, I mean, these things tend to happen. So in the ordinary course of things, media houses make mistakes. When you cut the number of journalists, as they've had to do, when you cut the various other people that would have historically checked on who's reporting and checked right. and done some double fact checks, mm-hmm. that kind of, you know, those kinds of errors are going to creep in. So it's ordinary to expect news organizations who are doing, you know, a lot with very little resources, and when they're up against it, for them to make errors and to breach their own codes. That's nothing unusual, and it's not done with malice, right?
Sure.
When you start to see a significant increase in those kinds of breaches, and certainly if they've been found to be breaches by Ofcom, for example, that's when it says that there's some kind of other thing that's intervened in the manner in which those kind of breaches are occurring. And then it talks to, you know, a violation or a more consistent potential political bias that may be creeping in.
William, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we've just about run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. I wish we just had more time just to unpack a few things. But William, as always, thank you for affording your time to join us on the show to just
Thanks
discuss what has influenced the BBC as of recent times. William Bird, Director at Media Monitoring Africa.